United States v. Dimitrova. Ms. Gambino.
Good morning, Judge Posner, Judge Flom, Judge Sykes. There are two major issues before the court this morning. I will address myself primarily to the first, which is that Ms. Dimitrova's statement was taken without having been Mirandized and under circumstances which would suggest that it was involuntary. And it was the error of the district court not to have allowed that statement to come in at the trial level.
There was no suppression motion filed, as I understand it. Is that right?
That's correct. There was no trial counsel did not file a pretrial motion to suppress. However, when the statement was to be introduced, that counsel did object at that time.
On Miranda grounds?
Well, he did not specifically cite Miranda. No, he didn't. But through his cross-examination, he did ask several questions which would indicate that the thrust of his objection was both Fifth Amendment-based and Miranda-based, because he did ask the agent about the conditions under which the statement was taken, whether the agent had made it clear that she was free to leave or to decline to answer his questions, both which questions were responded to by the agent in the negative. He asked if the agents were armed, what was the type of room in which the statement was taken, and when precisely it was taken after she had left immigration clearance.
But the important point is, did he ask the judge to make a ruling on Miranda and voluntariness in connection with any pretrial litigation or during the course of trial outside the presence of the jury?
No, he did not. He did not.
And was there any explanation for that after the fact, any showing of cause for having failed to do that?
Not. But his failure to specifically identify Miranda.
You say specific. I don't think it's specifically. There's no identification. There's no Miranda argument.
Well, from the nature of his cross-examination at the time that he's objecting, and at that time, in fact, the judge does sustain his objection. There's further argument, and then she says she's looking for an argument that she doesn't get, and then she allows the statement to come in. I think it's fairly clear through the nature of the questions that he's asking that this is the kind of objection that he is making when he asks.
No, because she could be objecting. She could think that these statements were unreliable because of the circumstances in which they were given. That would be different.
Well, he's specifically asking in his objection that that she not admit the statement. And one of the bases under which he's doing this in cross-examination is that she was not told that she was free to decline to answer the questions or that she was free to leave and not accompany the agents to the interview room where they were going to ask her the series of questions which they did ask her.
Do we even know whether Miranda warnings were given in this case, or is the record just silent on that?
Well, the record is not silent on that because the trial counsel specifically asked whether the agent, Lister, told Ms. Dimitrova that she was free to decline to answer his questions, to which he responded no. In addition, Ms. Dimitrova was asked to write out a statement, the first part of which is clearly dictated to her by the agents, saying that she was informed by agents who identified themselves as part of the Bureau of Customs and Immigration Enforcement.
Is it your argument that that cross-examination then placed on the government the burden of producing evidence that she was given Miranda warnings? Is that your argument?
Yes, I would suggest that it did. The fact that the judge, after this cross-examination, sustained the objection and did not allow...
I don't think that's right, because they produced this evidence. They didn't know there was a Miranda objection. Then you bring it up on examination of your client, defense, and then they have to put on a rebuttal case now? I think that's right.
Well, I think under
the... Spring it on them in your defense case, and you didn't give them any warning that this was an issue they should confront when they presented her statement as evidence. Isn't that how it worked? They presented the statement as evidence in their case. Then
they
in
were
defense,
about...
there's this... she's questioned, isn't that what? Or was it cross-examination while she was being... Well, she was... She didn't testify as part of the government's case, presumably.
This was cross-examination of the agent during the government's case in chief. They had been questioning the agent. They were about to introduce this document. Right. Yeah. And then the judge allowed the defense counsel to conduct a voir dire of the agent in the middle of the government's presentation of this evidence because he objected to the introduction of the statement into evidence. And so there was a cross-examination, which wasn't properly part of his cross-examination.
He didn't object on Miranda grounds, so why would the government have thought it had to rehabilitate its witness by finding out whether Miranda warnings had been given?
Well, through the cross-examination in this voir dire process, which the judge allowed to occur... Well,
you're saying the government has to guess that there is a Miranda objection that's going to surface on appeal.
Well, no, I don't think that's correct, because not only was the objection presented during the trial, but it was preserved post-trial and completely developed in the post-trial motion, citing specifically to Miranda and voluntary grounds.
The government had a chance to show that Miranda warnings had been given, because no Miranda issue was flagged. They don't have to guess what issues might be raised.
No, I agree. They don't have to guess, but they were put on notice by the objection.
I don't think so. I don't think that's right. Miranda is very specific, and if you don't make a Miranda objection, the government isn't going to think it has to, you know, present evidence that the Miranda warnings were given. That's what you're suggesting. When the government heard the cross-examination, she said, oops, we didn't put in evidence that she got the Miranda warnings. We better do that.
Well, Your Honor, this wasn't even the cross-examination. This was a voir dire allowed in the middle of the direct examination. And the person who would provide the evidence about whether the Miranda warnings were given was the agent.
The Miranda warnings in that voir dire.
Yes, not by calling them Miranda, but when he cross-examined...
I don't call them that. I don't think the government has to put on evidence that the Miranda warnings were given. Unless someone says, no Miranda warnings. We object. It's inadmissible because it violates Miranda. If you don't say that, they're not going to bother to, or they're not obligated to put in evidence that Miranda warnings were given.
Well, in fact, the counsel asked if she was told that she did not have, that she had the right not to ask or answer those questions, to which the agent responded no, and then the government was permitted to continue with their direct examination. And there was some argument, and eventually they succeeded in allowing this statement to be entered. I see my time is up.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gambino. Mr. Bacciu?
May it please the Court. Your Honors, I think the question here with respect to the Miranda issue has already been addressed by the Court sufficiently, so I'll keep my remarks brief. I would only add one other point. There was already testimony in the record about an oral statement that the defendant had given, and all the testimony from the agent about the defendant's oral statement had come in without any objection whatsoever. It was only after the government attempted to introduce the written statement, which in fact only had one sentence in it, that related to incriminating material, that is the payment of money to the defendant's spouse, that there was an objection generally to the written statement. But for sure, the oral statement came in, and it actually was more detailed than the written statement. I think the court is also...
Why did the government prosecute her? So she's prosecuted, she's convicted, she gets probation. Why wasn't she just deported?
Judge, I was not involved in the charging decision in this case. I can tell you, and it's not a matter of record, that this case was an outgrowth of another investigation relating to other individuals. Why, in fact, the charge was made here, I can't speak to specifically. But I can tell you, generally speaking, sometimes, as you may know, individuals that are charged subsequently may begin to cooperate against other individuals in related cases and such. So there are other factors that would pertain other than the fact that deportation
is possible. Okay, that's helpful. Thank you,
Your Honor.
Okay, well, we'll take the case under advisement. And were you appointed, Ms. Gambino?
No.
We thank you anyway. And we thank the government, and we'll be recessed.